Welcome everyone. Today we are going to learn about the pricing methods used in the hotel industry. What are the key objectives of learning objectives of this particular section? Learn about price setting processes. How do you set the processes? What are the processes which you set prices based on? What are the factors, internal, understanding the internal factors? What are the external factors? What are the most commonly used pricing strategies? Understanding the difference between the general difference between in the pricing approaches, different kinds of approaches. What are the different kinds of approaches? What are the requirements which in that aspect? So understanding pricing. Pricing is a very important aspect. Pricing is where your differentiation in terms of value adds coming. It's a tool which matches the supply and the demand. You know, pricing also increases demands in certain cases. So it influences demand. It determines volume sales. What is the most appropriate price settings for one particular hotel? What setting an appropriate price is very important. It's the most critical factor. What is your product? How much are you pricing it? What is the price perception of the market? How much is the value addition to the price which you're charging the product, selling the product at? Understanding pricing. Pricing is the only element of the marketing mix that is not a cost. It is not a cost whatsoever. Because price generates sales. Price is the selling portion of it, not the cost portion of it. Pricing distribution decisions contribute to product, brand images, product pricing, buying decisions, and these are inseparable. It even contributes to the image of your brand. Pricing is an important role to play. Very important role. It is one of the most critical roles which is played in any establishment, especially in the hospitality industry. It establishes your customer's perception. If you're priced at a particular bandwidth, you're perceived as a luxury product. But if priced low, you may be perceived as a low budget product, which you may not be. So pricing becomes a very critical aspect in those aspects. Your perception of your product comes from the pricing in the marketplace. There's short-term pricing and there's long-term pricing. Short-term pricing has got tactical price changes which you keep doing to increase your strategic objectives, increase your occupancy. But these have its both ups and downs. Can give strong negative messages to the consumer, dampening your spirit, long-term consequences it dampens. So these are very, short-term pricing, very tactical pricing, and they have to be thought about very, very considerately. What is the pricing setting process? You have to select your pricing objective. What is your target audience? What is the affordability of your target audience? What is the perception of the purchase price by the customer? What is the perception of the product of the customer? What is the potential demand of the product? What is the elasticity of price? What is the bandwidth you got to play with? You have to analyze the demand of the product. You have to analyze the cost of the product, which is for you. You have to analyze the volume which you generate. Price and profit have relationship with each other. Business needs to understand that fixed and variable costs. Because without the fixed and variable costs, we do not know how much a product costs, you can't price it. And if you price it, it may not give you any substantial gains. The pricing setting process also involves knowing what your competition is. What is their product? Is it similar to my product? What is their pricing strategy? Where do I fit in that product mix? Is my target audience and their target audience the same? Then you have to select the right strategy for pricing. Then you have to select an appropriate pricing method. Where you're going to do cost base, or you're going to do income based. And then you have to set the specific prices for rooms, your food and beverages, your conferences, your leisure products, and for special products. And then you have to bundle prices. You bundle your food with your rooms. You bundle your conferences with your rooms. Your wedding functions with your rooms. So you have to bundle those prices together and create the best output possible. Profitability ultimately is the goal of every organization. Pricing plays a role, and the most key role is how much you're going to charge for a product and service and how much a person is willing to pay for it. So pricing plays a key role for that aspect. So the various activities in setting up processes, setting up the pricing process. If you are an old hotel, you review your last season's price, your business performance. So I was selling my room at 8,000 rupees per night. I had an occupancy year on year of 75%. Now if I increase it by 8,500 or 8,900 or 9,000, my ARR, average room rate, comes up to 9,000. Will my occupancy percentage fall or will it increase? I have to review those aspects. I have to review what my current and potential cost increase are. Current cost increase. Inflation has gone up. The cost of food and vegetables have gone up. The cost of alcohol has gone up. The cost of electricity has gone up. How much does that increase my costs? And if I don't increase my prices by so-and-so, what is the decrease of my margins? And how am I going to offshoot that with a higher occupancy? Or with better services? What am I going to do? Keep the perceived value of my product better than what it was previously in the previous company. I have to take into account inflation. I have to take into account environmental factors. Geographical factors, all those come into place. Economic situation, which is there. You know, country is going through recession, I can't charge higher prices. Recession means my sale is also going to go down because I am also going to face the brunt of recession. But by lowering prices, I may be able to increase my sales. So I have to take all these factors into account. Then I have to take, what is my current competitor charging? He is charging 10,000 a room. I am charging at 8,000 a room. I have scope of improvement. Why is the difference? What is the difference? What are the offshoots? There is another way which I can do it. Just set prices by adding up a certain percentage. 5%, 10%, depending on inflation. Or a fixed amount for the current price. Now, factors influencing pricing decisions. Let's get to each one of them. Internal factors. What are the internal factors? What are my costs? What is my organizational resources? So, if cost of operating a room is 900 rupees a night, so that is my cost. That is my fixed cost. What are my variable costs? What is the positioning I want to maintain? Although I am spending only 900 rupees a night to operate a room, whether it's occupied or not, if I want to position myself a 5-star and I have got the infrastructure to be positioned as a 5-star, then I can charge 10,000, 12,000, 15,000, 10,000. Don't need to charge a limited amount. Because that's my fixed cost. My variable cost can also come into account when my positioning comes into account. Who are my customers? What is my distribution channels? How much am I paying them? 30% commission, 10% commission, 20% commission? What is the commission rate which I'm paying? How much business the commissions are generating me? Commission agents are generating me? Then I look at external factors. External factors, inflation. What is the rate of inflation? What is the inflation which is actually affecting me? You know, an increase in even in interest rates by a bank affects the hotel's operation because infrastructure is built on loans. The interest rate comes out of operation costs. So that affects operation. That's a cost increase. Inflation, even apart from raw materials which I'm putting in to the, into the hotel, all other aspects also contribute. The inflationary aspects also contribute. Is my demand falling or increasing? Increasing demand, I can raise prices. Decreasing demand, I have to be very careful in what I'm doing with price. What is the industry structure at this point of time? Where do I fit into that industry structure? What is the nature of my competition? Is there any changes in the legal and the regulatory framework which will cost me more, will save me costs? What are the benefits? What are the laxes which I have in terms of external factors which are affecting me? Internal factors, marketing-oriented pricing objectives, financial-oriented pricing objectives, and competitor-oriented pricing. These are the three categories. We will delve into each category. Marketing-oriented pricing objective is market-oriented. What can I do to value-add, to create a certain perception of a value and deliver that value, which will allow me to price higher? Financial-oriented pricing objective is I want to make X amount of percentage of profit. How do I achieve that? So if my cost is at 900 rupees, if I sell at 2000 rupees, can I achieve 100% occupancy and do this whether my product is worth 5000 or 6000? What is my competition doing? If my competition is selling at X, so I'll have to be in the same price range, probably undercut them. So these are the factors. So let's get into each one of them separately. Marketing oriented factors. Now, understanding consumers, which we did in the previous chapter, is very important to understanding what influences is consumer's choice when it comes to price. Their perception of price, the product offering, is a, in understanding product also factors into the price. These two come into are in sync. Knowing your market segment and what they're willing to pay for a particular product and service is, and what the product is willing to deliver in terms of perception of that value of the person the consumer pays, helps in developing marketing pricing objectives. So you're using a consumer perspective. You're saying, if I come into this hotel, I'm willing to pay 10,000 rupees a night for so-and-so reason. But if so-and-so and so-and-so reason is not available, then I'm not ready to pay that price. So I have to look at that aspect. I have to look at the entire way of the psyche of the customer and keep his perspective in mind when I'm pricing. Now, if you're a market leader, you're doing high-quality hospitality markets, luxury hotels, gourmet restaurants, your target audience is world-class travelers, luxury cruise ships. You can price accordingly. Now, in marketing-oriented also, have I attracted myself the prestige premium bracket in the perspective of the customer? So I can do premium pricing. If I have created a brand which establishes itself with the prestige and premium, then I can charge the value of the brand. The name of the brand can be charged with the prices. For higher prices are charged. For higher quality services, naturally you deliver as per the brand standards, and the quality has to be in tune with the brand standards. What is the perception of my customers of the services? Does it matches the premium in standard? I have to evaluate it. I have to constantly keep evaluating. If I am charging 10,000 rupees, and that 10,000 is the customer's in his mind, and he thinks he's paying less for a premium product, or is he paying perfectly for, and he's getting value for his money, or is he thinking that he's paying more? I have to look at those aspects when I'm coming into pricing. Now, another one is pricing is to encourage trial or repeat business purchases. So, I've come to your hotel 2-3 times. Now, next time I come, I become a premium member and you give me discount 10%, 15%. And that is to encourage you to keep coming in and again and again. How much can you milk a cow? As much as you can. So, you make the person a loyal customer by encouraging trial or repeat purchase every time a customer comes in. Now, let's get into financial-oriented pricing objective. Finance objectives rather than marketing, nothing to do with marketing whatsoever. My objective is only profit. I am sales-oriented. Room night is perishable, not sold, means I have lost revenue. So I have to sell at any cost, at any price. So I am cost-oriented. My price is 1,000 rupees, so my cost is 1,000 rupees, so I can sell at 2,000. I can sell at 1,500. It doesn't matter. As long as I make my 500 to 1,000 rupees per room, I don't care. And I have to fill all the rooms. So it is more or sales-oriented, profit-oriented. My profit has to come quickly. It has to be, the capacity has to, utilization has to happen. Now, profit-oriented for survival. Now, if an organization is fighting for survival during a recession or short-term low prices, so what you do is you drop your prices, you aim for volumes as much as you can, you undercut the market, and so that you can undercut your competitors and you can get as much volume as possible. That's your fight for survival. There's too much of competition. But they have serious long-term consequences. Because you tend to undercut the market too much, you're forcing the market to come down, which will make you come into a lose-lose situation where you are not thinking about what do I have to survive. I have to make my 1,000 rupees, which is my cost. So you just tend to make your cost up and ultimately at the end of the day with inflation, your long-term trying to get the prices back up is going to be very difficult. But at survival modes, you do use such tactics as a short-term strategy. Then you target return on investment. You know what investment you've done. You know what your fixed costs are. You know what your variable costs are. You know what your investment costs are, and you divide them over a period of years. So you now need to have return of investment depending on the scale and risk of investment which you've taken. So you know within the period of 3 years, I have to recover X amount of money. This is my operating cost, X, plus that 3 years divided by the X amount of money divided by the number of years will tell me this much I have to recover per year. So I add that cost to the operating cost and comes X plus Y. Then I add a percentage of 5%, 10% as my operational profit. And I need to pay back this whole all aspect very quickly in 3 years. So the return of investment becomes my objective. So my capex has to be recovered, no matter what happens, and very quickly, because I have to pay my capex, I have to pay back loans, I have to pay for my capex. So this is set to achieve rapid paybacks. You know, so your capital expenditure gets returned. Then skimming. Now skimming is the purpose behind it is to charge the highest possible price at the launch of a new product. You're skimming, you're taking the cream to maximize the contribution of price insensitive customers. So when you're launching a new product, so instead of X, you charge at X plus Y, you skim that Y. Because at the launch of it, it rarely used hospitality product, brand new, has got its novelty factor, so you can skim, it allows you to skim. Mainly used in the manufacturing process, rarely used in hospitality, but it allows you to do that. The novelty factor of the new, optimal current profit. Now, optimizing current profit, it's in the nature, mature stage of a hotel, the market, its product life cycle, you are trying to optimize your market share, you know, optimize the profit you can get out of it. You're trying to optimize while maintaining a market share. It's very difficult to charge higher prices in that aspect. But what you can do is do value-added services, which allows you to charge that extra. So you start doing well, getting value-added services, because your customers are very used to your pricing. You know, well established in pricing. To charge a higher price, you've got to add in a mature sense, add in more value adds. Harvesting. Now, this is when it's late maturity, decline stage of the market, of your product life cycle. You now milk the product. You marketed it, it's matured, it's giving you as much as revenue as it can, and then starts declining a little, but you have to milk it. Then you use the same profit which you've generated, you reinvest in the product, you create a greater potential growth pattern to the product, you add in certain add-ons to the product, which allows you to milk it. Yep. Your pricing strategy is designed to protect market share and maximizing the cash contribution of the product. Every product dies, but you've got to milk it as much as you can. Sales oriented. Now, this pricing strategy is completely, I need to maximize sales. So if I'm selling my product at 5,000 rupees and I'm selling 20%, if I sell it at 4,000, can I sell it at 40% or 30%? How much volume can I generate by decreasing my prices, keeping all other factors the same? So that is how sales orientation works. So because I am selling 40% or 50% or 10%, 20% more, my sales increases, therefore my revenue increases. So it's typically, as you said, I need to achieve minimum 20% market share within 3 years. How do I go about doing it? My product should be priced at 6,000 rupees. I will undercut the market to 5,000 or 4,000 or 3,000 or 5,500, and I will start increasing my market share slowly. This is a strategy is also adapted. Then there is the cost orientation. Here the pricing is completely cost oriented. My cost is 1,000 rupees per room. I want a profit margin of 50%. So I do the cost calculation, profit margin 50%. 1,500 is the minimum amount I should sell my room at. That is the minimum margin which I want. See, like in a catering event, I'm catering a banquet, 5,000 rupees, this is my menu. My cost for each person comes to 200 rupees. I want a minimum 100% margin. So 400 rupees is the minimum price I'll sell it. So my margin, my cost of bar operation is X plus Y. This is the minimum operating margin I want. That is what I'll sell it at. This is widely used. This is widely used in the hospitality industry, because ultimately at the end of the day, please understand that hospitality industry is a highly capital centric industry. Being a highly capital centric industry, people invest a lot of money in infrastructure. When a lot of money is invested in infrastructure and people, you need to recover that money. And it's a drainer. So you need to keep your margins in mind. And what you don't take into account in this is what a customer perception is, what a customer's factors are. And you don't take into account what the external environment is, what is the external competition. But this is highly used. Cost oriented. Now, I've given an example here. I sell, let's say, a dal dish at 300 rupees. My cost of making that dal should not be more than 60 rupees, which I am selling. So my whole pricing strategy is based on what? My food cost should be 20%. For every 100 rupees I earn, 20%, 20 rupees, not more than 20 rupees I am spending on the food cost. Then there is the labor cost and the other costs which come later, but that is the typical way of a restaurant pricing strategy. Competition-oriented pricing strategy. Now there's competition already available, so I know what the pricing is. I know what the customers are paying. They've already sent up set of a benchmark. They already have, and target market is the same. So the benchmark is already there. Range is also there. And we are similar products. We are neighboring product classes. So I oriented my prices towards the way the competition is running its prices. So when the competition price changes, mine changes. I simply follow the prices, but I'm following the leader in that case. I'm not choosing to be the leader. I can choose to be the leader. It remains a similar kind of way because I'm following the competition. So me too. I follow the leader. I don't look into the differentiation aspects. I don't look at why I should be a little different or what makes me a little different or makes me unique. I'm just following the leader. And I don't take into account my product may be superior in some manner. And the customer may be willing to pay more. But I'm yet just following the leader. I'm scared of losing market business. Now, project costs. Now, project costs are vital to any business. Hospitality, like I said before, is a highly capital-centric industry. So project costs make a huge difference. Major input pricing decisions have to be on the project costs. Cost of production and manufacturing, project costs, what is the cost? People who do pricing and do selling and marketing in the hospitality industry have to understand what are the costs. Lots of variables, lots of project costs, heavy, heavy capex costs. So that has to be kept into mind when pricing. Organizational resources, my internal factors. What are the resources which I have? What are the resources which are important to my pricing decisions? The size of my asset heavily influences, like I just said, price of my asset. 500-room hotel, 100-room hotel, 50-room hotel. Larger organization, you have more business. The bigger the hotel, you will have more business. Larger the organization, you have more business experience also. You can leverage the business experience. And you can export, you can afford to have different pricings at different times. Different outlets have different pricings. You can experiment. A single privately owned operation, you don't have that kind of financial resources. Don't lack that kind of sustainability power. So pricing errors can be very, very, very damaging. What is my positioning? Pricing must accurately place my position. My property is desired position. But I desire to be in the luxury segment. My pricing should reflect that. If I desire to be in the budget segment, I cannot put a luxury price to it. Huh? It has to be consistent across the products which I offer. So I can't have room rates going at 15,000, but a dal in the restaurant going at 30 rupees. Not possible. So the quality and the pricing also have to match my desired positioning. What is the quality and the service which is also expected by the customer? So when I'm planning a new organization, new hospitality organization, the target markets are very important. So for me to understand that is very, very important. The price they are willing to pay, prepared to pay, will also determine what my sale will be. My cost for profit relationship will be. I have to understand all that. That helps me also shape my product, my services. So in the planning and the concept stage, these are tools which I've used. Positioning is a major tool. I have to look at what the customers are responding to my price. Changes in my types are complex. If I'm pricing something at 10,000 and previously priced it at 9,000, what is the response? Has my demand fallen? Has my demand stayed the same? Or should I gradually change it to the 10,000? Should I do it at one jump? All those things have to be looked at. Their responses have to be looked at. Customers don't only look at the entire bill, huh? They look at its parts also. When I came last time, my meal in your restaurant was 1,000 rupees. Now this time it has gone up to 1,500. But is my perceived value for that 500 rupees come in or not? So they look at many parts. So the value has come up by 500 rupees, they'll be happy to spend the 500 rupees. The characteristics of my product, what my product is, what it's meant to be, what is the class, what is the stage in the product life cycle it is it a mature product now? Is it market? Is it a declining product? What is the stage it is in? Is it a nascent stage? What are the skill levels involved in the people selling my product and the services which are being provided? That all determine price. I mean, there are standards which are maintained now across the industry. Different hospitality products are sold in different bands in prices. So in certain cities, 8,000 and above would be considered luxury. In certain cities, 8,000 and to 15,000 would be considered four-star. So it depends on where you are sitting and what those boundaries are set. And then how you adapt yourself within those boundaries. Or you create fresh boundaries for yourself depending on how you perceive your product and how your customers perceive your product. Thank you very much.